And now, it's time for Southern California's fourth fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Standen, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standen.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma. We have a great guest. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing is here. We're going to be talking from the bass capital of the West right here in Dana Point. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me. If you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Can't wait for today's show. It's going to be a lot of fun with Cap Woolley.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, great to have you. Of course, we get to hear from you every Sunday from the bass capital of the West. What's going on up there?
Man, it's the weather, right? How nice has this been? It's been so crazy. And the fishing, like you see December on the calendar, but we're still catching fish. You know, we're catching bass, sheephead, rockfish. You know, the days that we're getting the boat off the dock, it's been really good fishing. The water hasn't gotten cold yet.
No. It's 60, in the 60s still,
right?
Yeah, a little
60s still, which is still totally relevant to the whole bass thing, the whole inshore deal. It's just, it's been amazing. So, I'm all telling you, if you haven't come out with us, you're missing it. You know, you're missing out. It's been great.
Supposed to get a little rain this week, but
there's some weather.
There's not a lot of wind on it, though. It doesn't look like, so maybe it'll stay the same.
We'll see. Maybe we'll bounce back. Maybe that'll be it. Who knows? But up until now.
Well, whatever, it's December and it's biting.
Dude, wearing sandals in December on the boat.
Yeah.
Some poor soul shoveling snow somewhere, and we're still catching fly line bass.
So. Yeah, that's cool. Rad. And Everingham Brothers has been doing a great job with the bait up there,
too. Oh, our bait's so awesome. Yeah. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Super good.
That changed life up there when the Everingham Brothers
came. It did. You know, it's just they're into it.
Yeah,
they get it. They get it. And it's, the same mentality you guys have down here is, obviously translated up there. And we're just this benefit, beneficiaries of their hard work. So it's been awesome.
Do they have a dedicated boat up there for you?
They do.
Oh, they do.
We've had the Cougar up there. And
Nice.
You know, it's just...
So you don't have to pull, they don't have to pull boats.
I mean, they move as they need to, obviously, sure. right? Because they have just the demand here is crazy.
Yeah.
So moving parts, but how they handle it, it's a magic act. They're wizards.
Yeah, you know, they really are.
Worked out. It blows my mind.
They're so good at it that, like, we take it for granted, and you just do, you know? I mean, it's always there. It's always available all the time. And think about... Totally. Think about how much use and how much the fleet as a whole from you know, Dana Wharf to San Diego, how many people rely on pulling up to those barges and getting scoops of anchovy and sardine. And it's always there, 24/7, 365, every day of the year, you know there's going to be bait there. And there always is. Like, I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Pretty cool.
It's super cool.
There's never any, I mean, bait anxiety, right? We never worry, like, what are we going to get? It's always... Yeah,
and then
they pulled it off.
Yeah, is your receiver open 24/7?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's closed on Christmas, maybe.
Yeah,
but there's always someone out there.
You can always go.
Always. Yeah.
That's awesome. Rad.
That's pretty cool. And so what? So you've been catching a lot of fish, and we have basically like a week and a half left, or 2 weeks left on the calendar before the rock cod
for the
fishing
cod, right.
goes out for 4 months.
Right, until the 1st of April.
Take advantage of that, huh?
Jump on it. I mean, and, you know, we try and run some killer deals just to draw people out there. Like, kids are fishing for free right now with a paid adult or a paid, you
every
know,
day?
Yeah, half day, three-quarter day. If you want to come fish and bring your kid, you buy your ticket, your kid comes for free. Like, there's no reason not to go fishing right now. And it's been good. The rock fishing has been phenomenal, both on the coast and if we, you know, stretch it out over to the 14. And the bass fishing, I mean, yesterday they released 200 bass.
Crazy.
Through their half-day trips.
Here.
On two half-day trips yesterday.
No way.
Like, you know,
wow.
Obviously not all keeper fish.
Sure.
But they had
steady all day,
crew,
though.
But biting.
Yeah.
Fly line fish, you know, biting. So
fly line fish.
Fly line.
That's rad.
Wow. Fly line in December. Yeah.
So how deep are you guys fishing, like on a three-quarter day? How deep are you guys fishing cod?
So for our cod, you know, for us this time of year, right, the state is requiring us to stay outside of their 50-fathom closure line. But it depends on where you're at, right? So that line could be in 40 fathom. As long as you're seaward of their line, you're good. So we've been fishing anywhere from 40 fathom, you know, 240 feet to 300 plus on our three-quarter days. We stretch it out. We get out to the bank out there. We're in 100 fathom, easy, you know. So kind of depends. We'll kind of let the groups know what we're going to do that day so they come prepared and whatnot. But it's been good in that 40 to 50 fathom zone.
So give us a rundown of what the open party and charter boats are at the landing. Kind of give us a full rundown of how
full
what's available.
Scoop. Okay, so our overnight boat, we have the Fury. Marcus Bailey owns that boat. He's been the owner for 4 or 5 years now, and he'll fish some open party stuff, all day fishing, Catalina, whatever, or charter overnight. Up to 2 day trips is what he runs on that boat. He'll get over to Clemente or offshore, whatever he needs to do that day.
And super popular, chartered quite a bit, right?
He's very busy with his charter business, which is awesome for him.
What's the average load on that
boat? I think fish is 20 or 24 or something like that.
So
yeah, so he keeps it down and manageable. As far as like the Dana Wharf fleet, you know, we've got the Dana Pride, the Clemente, the Some Fun, the Real Fun, and the New San Mateo that will fish. Half day, three quarter day, and all day, you know, all the boats will fish all that stuff depending on the charter and the open party biz. We have a full fleet of 6 and 4 pack boats that stay incredibly busy, based on the demand and whatnot, that'll fish offshore islands, tuna, kind of whatever. So we have a very big charter business, but we always try and have a half day or a three quarter day open party based on, you know, what we can work out around our charter business. So
that's like my favorite thing about Dana Wharf is you can always count on the fact that there's going to be a half day in the morning and there's going to be, it's, you know, so many other places that, you know, the half day boat is the Some Fun and the Real Fun and that's it. And if, you know, if they're chartered, well then there isn't a half day today.
Right.
But you guys will, you know, play musical boats, musical chairs, musical captains, whatever it takes to make sure that there's always a run for your customers.
That's exactly how it is. I can get kind of hectic and a little chaotic.
For
right?
your schedule.
For our schedules, but
you make
know,
sure
we
that you
do
got
what we can.
Yeah.
But there'll be days where everyone's chartered, right? And
sure.
Those days happen.
It's going to happen.
But we try our best to make sure that we get that availability. Yeah.
And where do we typically find Captain Brian Woolley?
So I'm always on the Some Fun. I've been on there for a long time.
Yep. Running like a three-quarter day.
So right now we're pretty much I'm running all three-quarter day stuff. Maybe a half day here and there during the week if, you know, someone's doing some other project or whatnot. But primarily a three-quarter day. And we've been fishing rockfish. It's been very good.
What is the new San Mateo run like? I last time I was up there, we saw the boat, and it's really cool looking. It's like a it's a delta, slick looking, fast delta, really cool, smaller group type boat. What's the most common run for that?
So he, Chase Moore, is a captain on that boat. He fishes, you know, everything too. Mm-hmm. So built around charter business, obviously, half day. But where they got their kind of niche is their ability to all-day fish in some zones that you don't normally get to all-day fish. Like, they were 5-to-5 fishing at Clemente
this summer. No,
so they would, you know, bomb over there in the morning.
Yeah. Wow.
Catch some, you know, bass, yellowtail, or do whatever, and, you know, back by 6:30 or whatever in the evening.
Because you guys are the closest landing to Clemente.
Yeah, we're the closest there, and it's a great, you know, area to get to. It's close, you know, and he can jam out there and fish. He fished plenty offshore as well. Just having that speed, I think that's, you know, been the hot ticket to be able to, you know.
So that boat's a little faster.
It's pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah.
That thing will cruise. I think he cruises at like 18 knots.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
It's a cool looking boat.
So if he wants to hammer it down, obviously he can get a little faster, but yeah, you know, he can just get out there and do his thing.
5-to-5 to Clemente, that'd be fun.
All right, that's cool.
That'd be good. So on the Some Fun, you said you've been kind of sticking with the rockfish. What's typical rig? When people are getting on the boat in the morning, what are you saying? Okay, let's get ready for this.
Got it. Lots of stuff. You know, we've seen a lot of guys fishing the jigs, the vertical jigs, the you know, the sniper style jigs, or the you know, any of that type of stuff. Slow pitch stuff.
Butterfly. So,
lots of that stuff. Obviously, the bait setups with your sinkers is probably the most traditional stuff. Double dropper loop. Plenty of catching going on that. But it's been cool to see these guys kind of scale down their tackle and go to that that slow pitch jig. You guys are doing good on that, catching plenty.
That's cool. Yeah.
And gears tailored down. You see, certainly, you know, we saw the last couple of years that become such a popular thing, and you know, the cod outfit is kind of become two different things. It's always, you know, here sport boat fishing will always be a traditional sinker, bait rod, dropper loop, stripper squid, but also, you know, there's that slow pitch jigging thing with the really small rods and lightweight reel and super skinny spectra, so your jig sinks out, and it's cool, man.
It's cool. You know, people always kind of stigmatize cod fishing, right? It's like, ugh. But you know what? You go and you ask around a lot of the guys that work and run sport boats, do what's your favorite fishing, they're going to tell you, dude, we love cod fishing, right?
They love it. Cod fishing.
And what's cool about it is this just is a different, another approach to learn something new, right? Anyone can drop an 8-ounce sinker to the bottom and, you know, kind of finesse fish a rockfish. But being able to, like, scale your tackle down, something light and way smaller, you're not fatigued, and, you know, actually kind of, you know, work your lure and whatnot, it's just a different technique, and it gives you that opportunity to try something new, and it's been very successful for the guys that we see fishing it.
Cool thing I like about cod fishing is like Cracker Jacks. It's a prize in every package, right? You don't know what you're going to get. It's like you drop down, you could get a 4-pound red, or you could get, you know, big ling cod or something like that.
Yeah, something fun and cool.
And it's all killer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like even the rockfish that get the second class, it's not as good. Let's be real. Like even the ones that are not the most popular, you dip that thing in some panko and throw it some hot oil, man. It's killer. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there's no such thing as bad rockfish.
No.
That's it. So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of that. Whitefish sculpin. I know that's what we do this time of year. That's what everyone's fishing this time of year that's getting off the dock. So I know it kind of sounds, you know, mundane, or it sounds kind of broken record, you know, maybe from my reports, lots of rockfish, but that's what happens this time of year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you have to become kind of a resident expert in identification and regulations today, right?
Oh, geez.
I cannot imagine. I can't imagine.
You know, fortunately, you know, you can always refer to, you know, stuff online and make sure you're up to date and check stuff out. But, yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Well, you guys have Steve Crook in your back pocket. So
yeah, he's always a good phone call, for sure.
You got a problem, you go send him a picture.
There's plenty of help with that, too. But, yeah, it's just, you know, read the regs, stay up on the regs. Ultimately, it's up to you as the fisherman to understand what your, you know, take is and what you're allowed to do. But, you know, we'll make sure the boat's on the right in the right zone to keep you straight with that kind of stuff.
What are some of the things that you catch and you look at it and you go, Now we can't keep that. What would those be?
Like Calcod, you know.
Yeah.
We catch those. Obviously, we release those. You know, certain times of the year, there's, you know, rock like copper rockfish. Can't eat. You got to send them. They classify those as that near shore, so that stuff goes back too.
Deep water thing, that, you know, those deep water fish gave us access to those bronze spotted rockfish.
Right.
Those are ones that we catch down here that are, you know, you just don't catch them shallow, so we're not used to seeing a lot of them, and they're big, and they're not a Calcod, and they're kind of... Yeah, kind of cow looking ish, but it's definitely not. Right. I mean, that's just one of those things that we don't. Who looks at bronze spotted rockfish all the time? But you can't, you know, you can't keep them. Like,
yeah.
But like Willie says, you gotta be up on that stuff a little bit. If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna get the luxury of taking the harvest, you gotta do your research to know what you can. And it doesn't take a ton of work, but you know, you gotta do a little bit of looking to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, when you're out with us, obviously, right? We're gonna be like, hey, that's
sure.
This is what this is. But if you're on your own boat. Yeah. You know,
it's tough.
Pay attention.
Yeah, you gotta pay attention. Yeah, because I guarantee you that fish and wildlife officials are paying attention.
I mean, yeah, sometimes, if they know what they're looking at, right?
How often are you boarded?
I'll straight up tell you, my career at Dana War Sport Fishing, I've been boarded 3 times.
That's it. That's the whole time.
The entire time of my career at Dana War. It happens. They're around, but I think that's one of those things too. If you're playing by the rules,
exactly.
Why are they going to board you?
No.
Right?
And they're so stretched thin that there's...
Which I get that, too.
It's good to know that they're spending the time in other places where they're more needed.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, probably Catalina hoop net season, they're probably slammed, right?
Yeah.
Our patrol boat, the thresher's probably over there 90% of their time. Yeah, we see them. Yeah, they're doing their job. We see them in the harbor out boarding boats and whatnot.
Sure.
But... You know, I think our track record.
Yeah, right.
Of, you know,
and that's it. Yeah, they're probably boarding private boats more because the especially with rockfish, the knowledge is just not there.
Totally.
Yeah. So, I know that like in tackle stores they sell visual aids for rockfish. Do you guys sell stuff like that?
We do. Yeah. I mean, we have like laminated cards that are relatively inexpensive that are. Kind of like a smaller version of what you might find on several of the sport boats. And then you remember Dr. Larry Allen. He has a really nice fish identification book of like rockfish. It's not, you know, sure fishes. It's a little on the spendy side. I think it's like $30, you know, which is a little bit for a book, but it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like it's probably the nicest, like well illustrated, color photos, really, really good fish ID book. But yeah, for all of the general regular stuff, we have like some, you know, cheap laminated fish ID cards that are $5, $6, $7, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're not a bad thing to have. Good little stocking stuffer, too, you know.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is some of them have very subtle differences that you really have to kind of take a look at and go, oh, this has that lateral line or that. And it's like, you can't keep that, right?
Right. No, for sure. Just, if you're going to go out on your own boat, brush up before you go and just have some sort of, put a little bit of effort into it before you go. Don't just, you know, fly by the seat of your pants and think.
Yeah.
But again, it's not hard.
Right.
Right. There's only a couple of fish that we can't take, and it's probably easier to know what you can't take than what you can't do.
That's what I was going to say. Don't let it scare you off. Just do a little bit of research on the things that you can't have. Become familiar with that. Right. Go catch some cods, man.
Know what you can't have and know where you can't be, and life is easy.
Totally. Yeah, that's well said.
We announced the big star, the CC California Star Tournament yesterday, and bass are going to be a big part of that, of course, and I'm sure Dana War Sport Fishing is going to be really into that.
We'll see what we can do to do our part. You know, we've always been a good partner with CCA, and I listened to a little bit of your show yesterday with the three of them in here, and you know, it's just good stuff. So
it's going to be exciting.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And then you have your Halibut Derby starting in
January. We're running the Halibut Derby starting January, so we're stoked to kind of get that ball rolling again. You know, we can talk about that here. We're looking forward to getting everyone out. We're going to be running those trips on Fridays. And we have some cool prizes and awesome sponsors, and things will get rolling.
I really like the way you guys do the halibut trips, too. It's not just – so there's a dedicated halibut trip.
Yep.
But then if you're going on any half-day or three-quarter day and you want to take a shot, you know, I mean, you're fishing – that's the beauty of Dana Point. Like, everywhere up and down the coast is very good potential halibut grounds. You know, where they had those 200 bass released yesterday, I guarantee you – a sardine on the bottom could likely have caught a halibut.
Totally.
And any trip you're going on, you can throw down your, what is it, $5 or $10,
I think
whatever
it's a $5 entry when you're there in the morning and get in on any half or three-quarter day
trip. So even if you're not on the dedicated trip, you can throw in your extra $5, and if you happen to get lucky, boom, you could be the winner of the Derby.
So is that every time you go, you put the $5 in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
when you buy your ticket.
If you're not in and you catch a qualifying fish, you're not in.
You're not in.
And then when does it end?
So it goes through the end of March. I think it's, to March 31st.
That's really cool.
Prizes, and then there's big cash.
There's some cash payout, but most of it's just going to be prize money, prizes.
Prizes,
you know, monthly winners, prizes. We got killer sponsors, Costa, Fishworks, Turner's, Iowa. You know, we got Hogan's Tackle right there at Dana Points. We got some awesome sponsors.
That's really cool. So.
Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about with Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
No doubt going to be a lot of fun. I mean, like you said, Pete, so much in terms of covering everything up and down the coast, but also so gear savvy, so technique specific. This is going to be a great show. Really looking forward to hanging and talking fishing with Captain Brian. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones or send us a text. I checked already at the beginning of the show, already have text flooding through. There's going to be a lot of questions for Captain Woolley this morning. If you want to get your question answered via text, you can only do that through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. We talk about it all the time. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the archive shows. If you missed the gang from CCA yesterday, you want to check that out. It's already uploaded onto the app. Just fire it off. You can check all the archive shows. You can listen on your drive home from work, and it's the only way to text in your questions to our guest today, Captain Brian Woolley. When you do so, make sure you include your contact info as well, just a name and a phone number and where you're texting from, so that we can get a hold of you in today's big prize, because we're giving away a rad one. At the end of today's show, we're going to have a great prize for either one lucky caller or texter, decided by the prize coin at the end of the show, and that's going to be a three-quarter day trip going fishing at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, plus one of the new 2024 Bill Varnay CCA calendars. How cool is that?
Yeah, for
cool.
sure.
Let's make it 2 3-quarter day passes. Okay. How about that? So you can bring a friend, right?
All right.
And awesome.
All right.
So you and a bud are going.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming here. We're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts, and a lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello, anglers. It's not often second chances become reality when we are fishing. However, sometimes a second chance happens when you least expect it. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and several years ago, we raffled off Rollo's custom CalStar jig stick. The winner, Cliff Friend, was a longtime supporter of the Rollo program, and the family has just donated this rod back to us. Friends of Rollo is going to give someone a second chance to own Rollo's personal jig stick. Entering Rollo's rod raffle is easy. Simply purchase a book of 2024 grand raffle tickets, and you will get an entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on December 24th. What better Christmas present to give yourself than a piece of fishing history? Books and tickets are $200, and Friends of Rollo will give each person that buys a book 5 tickets free. Tickets can be purchased by contacting us at win@rollokids.org or by calling 951-264-7382. On behalf of all of us at Friends of Rollo, good luck.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents with a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water. Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at gamakatsu.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show again. Talking with Brian Woolley today. Obviously a very popular guest. Our phones are already packed up. We've got one phone line still open if you want it. It's 213-432-1090.
And 2 3-quarter day trips so you can bring a buddy and a Bill Barney calendar up for grabs for a caller or a texter. I had a great text here from Matt. And, you know, the texter flowing in here. You're a popular guy, Brian.
Yeah.
Says, morning, guys. Great show. Question for Brian. Do you encourage or discourage guests to bring bait shrimp, mussels for sheephead?
Good question. Yes. Okay. So the half-day guys right now are fishing a lot of sheephead. It's been biting.
Yeah.
Remember, 2 fish per person is what you're allowed.
That's the limit on sheephead.
That's the limit. Yeah. But if you bring shrimp, you will catch your 2 fish.
Really?
Biting. Yeah, that's really? Been like a lot of our regulars are bringing shrimp. Now, they're bringing like, you know, raw uncooked stuff.
Okay.
Obviously, the fish is better. But for
the
whatever,
raw uncooked stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bite. They love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bring it.
What about if it's cooked? Is it still bite?
I mean, I don't know. Probably still get some bites, but I think, you know, I see our regulars have bags of whole, you know, shrimp. Yeah. They'll just cut a section off. They'll leave the shell on there. Kind of helps keep it on their hook, I think, is what their whole theory is with that. But, yeah.
You need cocktail sauce if it's cooked, or is that
right? So, yeah, bring that. Guys are fishing clams. Some guys bring clams, some of that weird exotic stuff that, you know, I talk about sometimes in my reports. But
Octopus.
Probably catch some on that, yes.
Yeah.
They bring all kinds of weird stuff. But I will tell you that shrimp has been the hot ticket.
Do you guys sell that at the landing?
We do have some in some cups. Like
where
some of those bait companies. But I think most guys would just go to the market.
Okay.
You know, go to the
like
counter.
99 Ranch.
Or whatever, and just buy it out of the case.
Yeah.
Or just buy a bag of frozen or whatever. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be.
How much does a guy bring? You know what I mean? Like, what's an appropriate amount to take?
I think you get like a, you know, a regular 3 or 4 inch, you know, shrimp tail or whatever. You can get probably 2 or 3 chunks of bait out of it. And
half dozen.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. Cool. And how do you fish it?
So they're just, a lot of our guys are fishing a reverse dropper loop for that kind of stuff, or like a Carolina rig on a sliding sinker.
Okay.
And they're just kind of scaling their sinker down depending on, you know, how deep we're fishing. There's some days where we're fishing that sheephead and, you know, inside 2 fathom, 12 feet of water.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't necessarily need a big sinker, but you're going to want way heavier line
when
you're fishing that stuff because, you know, you've seen the tails on those fish and those things are gnarly. You see guys
fishing how deep?
12 feet.
12 feet?
That's crazy.
You're right in the shore.
In, yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Like stopping the anchor on the chain of a deal, you know? So, fish heavy tackle. We watch guys get busted off on 50 pounds.
I'll bet. Smoke you so bad you hit the wrong one.
Totally.
That's cool. How fun.
So, explain the rig. Okay, explain it. Reverse dropper loop to our listeners and also the Carolina.
Okay, so reverse dropper loop, you're tying the same knot that you would tie for your regular dropper loop, right? Your regular dropper loop knot. Instead of on the loop above where you would normally like put your hook if you're cod fishing is where you put your sinker. So your sinker's first in line from your rod tip, and then from there is your leader with your hook tied on the
so
longer end.
So it's underneath.
Right.
So that so you can try a little shorter loop
for
your sinker.
Correct.
And then just loop your sinker on.
Loop your sinker on. So if, you know, we're fishing 30, 40, 60 feet, whatever, you can, you know, scale your sinker up. Just unloop it off the loop. You know, get your sinker on there. Same size hook, whatever, you know, appropriate for whatever size bait you're fishing.
Easy.
Yep, super simple. And, you know, we've talked about this before. The strength of that knot is through the barrel of that knot, right?
Okay.
It's not necessarily on the loop. So we've seen guys, you know, hook fish with a hook tied to the loop. Sometimes they'll bust those things off just because, you know, the strength is on the length through the long end of that knot. And then on that Carolina,
are you using like a triple surgeons, or are you using a?
I think most guys are just doing a regular dropper loop knot. I don't know, like a blood knot essentially is what it is, right? Just kind of loop it through and pull it tight. And then on the Carolina rig, guys are fishing, a swivel and a sliding eight sinker that stops, on the
up
top
above
knot.
The swivel,
right above. Yes. So it's like you're surf fishing, right? You slide your line through the sliding eight sinker tied to the swivel, and then a heavier leader coming off the bottom of the swivel to your hook. Uh-huh.
Circle hook, J hook, make a difference?
I think J hook.
Yeah.
J hook on those things for sure. Yeah.
Just because they're not.
We got guys that fish both, but yeah, you want the J hook. You want to set the hook on those things.
They're not
make
a,
sure you.
They're not a tuna yellow that's swimming away from you at a long pace.
Right.
You just want to put it in gear, give it
to them. I mean, some of those fish are aggressive and quick, and you can probably get the hook set fine, but I think you want to get those
better
things.
Safe, sorry.
Hooked good. Cause they're,
what's the largest sheephead you've seen?
Oh, geez. I've seen 25 pound fish.
Oh! That's
The biggest one I saw caught was, it was a long time ago, it was at Clemente. It was, closer to 30 pounds, got caught on the live mackerel.
Wow. Unreal,
but,
man.
There's other areas that have probably bigger sheephead than what we catch in our zone, but our, just the bottom structure where we're at through San Clemente, down into, North County there off Camp Pendleton, there's some gnarly, craggy, rocky areas in pretty tight that we can get the boats into, and it's fun to fish.
Well, I was confident, man. You bring shrimp, you're getting your bike.
Yeah, you'll catch fish.
That's so cool. I dig that, man. I think that's rad.
That's pretty neat. Yep. All right, well, let's phones are packing up. Let's jump into it.
Every single phone full. Everybody's excited to talk to Wooly. Let's do that. And start it off with Sam, who's calling us from Irvine this morning. Sam, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I heard that the halibut derby is going to start up again. Can you talk to that a little bit and the price on that, how that works, prizes
totally.
And that type of thing?
Yeah, so it runs from January 1st to March 31st, right? So we're going to have those drift trips on Fridays, three-quarter day trip. The boat will leave at 6 o'clock. It's going to be limited to 20 passengers per trip. Those are the drift trips. Now, like we were talking earlier on here, you can, buy into the derby on any half or three-quarter day trip, too, in the morning when you buy your ticket for any half day or three-quarter day trip if you want to get on that, too. But the grand prize is $500 to the injury to do, the guy that catches the biggest fish during the derby. And then every month we have prizes for the biggest fish of that month. So, you have a chance to win either way.
And those are just assorted from all your different killer sponsors you have.
Right.
Cool.
Right. We got rods, tackle, gift certificates to the tackle shop, Fishworks products, we'll get you set up. It's pretty good stuff. So we have all that stuff on our website. You can check out all of those details. But, those trips are going to be on Fridays.
Cool.
Awesome. Hey, I had a great text. This one was from Ed. Good morning, guys. My question's for Brian. Do you take the boat ever to Clemente? If so, how often and what time of year? If not, is it the Fury? I know you covered that a little bit. Or which are the other boats that go? I really want to get on them some yellows and trophy-sized bass next year. Is there any tips you can give me for cracking the code on big ones? That's from Eric in Pomona.
Got it. Eric, so the Sun Fund does not fish Clemente. It's just, it's just too far for us, and it's out of our route that we're, allowed to travel by Coast Guard regulations. But the Fury does fish there on his overnight trips, as does that new San Mateo. I think jumping on one of our open party trips on our Delta there, that new San Mateo, where you can get over there on a 5-to-5 trip, would be a killer opportunity for you to.
And how many do they take?
They'll fish 10.
10. Wow.
Sweet. Oh, rad,
so,
dude.
Jump on that opportunity. And I think, when you're at Clemente, a live bait, good hearty live bait fly line, I think is going to be your best bet for some of those bass. Chase will get the boat in tight into some of those spots where you can definitely catch some of those bigger bass. And then on that yellow, I would say keep a jig tight on your rod, fish your live bait, but, keep your eyes open too. That stuff roam around out and around the boat, and just be capable of making a cast with a good surface iron out away from the boat, and capitalize on some of those opportunities that'll probably pop up as they're chumming and getting that stuff going over there. So
you guys often have access to all kinds of bait and certainly the best bass fishing up and down the coast. What is the best bait for catching a big one? Is it a squid? Is it a sardine? Is it a mackerel? I mean, I know all of them will bite all things, but if Wooly had his opportunity at one of your favorite bass spots with good conditions and all the types of bait were available, what are you pinning on to try and catch a trophy?
I think it's either going to be a small mackerel or the biggest sardine that you could find in the tank, and I think a lot of it, too, is just knowing how to fly line that bait properly, right? Understanding when that bait's done, right? A lot of those baits will, you know, they're not going to last for more than probably 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. But staying on top of fishing that bait fresh is going to get you those opportunities and cycling through those baits. You hear it all the time on the boats, even when, you know, you're offshore tuna fishing, change your bait. Dude, when we say change your bait, like, that is the key to getting those opportunities and those bites.
And that's good to hear, too. It doesn't matter if it's a yellowtail, a bluefin tuna, or a calico bass.
Change your bait.
A good bait is everything, always.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a reason that we spend our time loading that bait in the morning at the receiver, right? And we take what we need. It's so that you can, you know, stay on top of changing your bait. So, tough one. I think bigger sardine or a smaller mackerel is going to get you some of those bigger fish. And, you know, you'd be surprised what those bass can eat. You know, you hear Corey talking about these, you know, bass eating those giant slugs.
Right,
and that stuff.
Sure.
Dude, those things will slurp down a, you know, a 6-inch mackerel, no problem. So,
that's cool.
Pay attention.
Same deal. Like, if Eric's goal is a trophy and he's wanting to catch a big bass, what kind of tackle are you fishing? Like, how heavy, you know? Bass fishing, you want to get bites and maybe you fish light, but if you're talking about a big one, like, you need to move them out of some pretty real deal.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our fishing, when we're in those shallow zones, like where we're fishing that sheephead and stuff, yeah, if you want to try and catch a bigger bass, you know, you're going to probably want a fly line. I'd say probably start at 40 pound, ooh, you know, something big with a bigger hook, you know, 1-0, 2-0 hook. If you wanted to throw a little liter of fluoro on there of the same size, maybe even a little heavier fluoro, 50 pound. If you're fishing that shallow, rocky stuff, for sure. But it's all going to be what can you comfortably fish a fly line bait with. You know, I think fly lining a bait when you're offshore is good, but I think fly lining a bait, it's almost a lost art, you know. It's one of those things that, you know, you just have to be very comfortable, you know, working your bait and understanding and knowing where your bait's at. I think half the time guys are flying on their bait, they have no idea where their bait is, mm-hmm, right? So paying attention to where it is, how it's taking the line off of your spool, all those little small components are going to be a big thing. And
when we sure see it a lot down here on the, you know, on a long range trip, on an 8-day trip, the, you know, the caliber of anger, the caliber of success that a guy has fishing a live bait, a guy that fishes half day, two times a week, usually will just absolutely clobber a guy who's got, you know, 30 long range trips under his belt, but he takes one a year, and that's his fishing trip. Because the guy that goes half-day fishing has pinned on thousands of baits and 100%. Made thousands of casts and fished, you know, 800 bad baits, but he's also fished 600 good ones and,
totally,
you know, just repetition and knowing how to put hooks in them and where to cast them and when to get rid of them. And,
right,
you know, like, bait fishing is bait fishing, whether it's a 2-pound calico or a 20-pound bluefin or a 200-pound bluefin.
I think that's so incredibly true. You know, being comfortable doing it, you know, you don't want to be stressing, you know, am I going to make this cast, or am I going to, you know, did I pick the right bait when you're, you know, casting and, you know, off the corner for a bluefin. But, you know, when you've made those practice casts and you've fished hundreds of baits on a half day trip, and you know which bait to pick, you know how often to change it, you know how to, you know, play the spool, you know how to get the line off the spool. You know, those are all key things that, you know, obviously translate over to your offshore game too. But you do that on the half day boat for sure. You get all those reps in and just being comfortable with your tackle doing that stuff.
And a big calico bass means something on a half-day trip, too. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's had a shot at catching
that
fish. You know, you go tuna fishing on a good school and they're hungry. I mean, they bite. You know, that's what they do. But, like, mm-hmm, you can finesse a bait through the kelp and catch a big bass on a spot where everybody has had, you know, that thing's seen a lot of offerings from a lot of people.
Of offerings,
like, you got to be, you know,
totally.
That means something as an angler when you
come beyond your game.
Damn right. I love it. It's cool.
Sure. Hey, a lot of halibut questions.
Yeah.
And appropriate. Because, you know, it's halibut, the halibut season,
right,
and coming up on that Dana Wharf halibut derby. Stephen Fallbrook says, good morning, Brian. How's the halibut bite, and what is your preferred technique fishing on a sport boat from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
Got it. Okay, so last year, you know, our halibut derby was tough. There wasn't any real good sign of that halibut around. This year is totally different. We've been seeing quite a good sign of that stuff. Some of our guys have gone out and some little, you know, on their skiff, some of our six-pack guys have gone out looking around, and it boded well for us to, you know, get the ball rolling again on that halibut thing this year. As far as the setups that the guys go with on our boats while we're drifting, I think that reverse dropper loop, again, is the best setup. And then we have guys that will fish a J-hook and then a trap hook as well coming off of, they'll snell that line around their J hook and then have a little leader that they can tie their treble so they can, you know, get a hook in the nose of the bait and then pin that treble hook down by the tail of the bait. And again, don't be shy to use the biggest bait you can find in the handwell. That's the deal. Figure out how the boat's drifting. You know, the boat's going to drift with the prevailing condition, be it the wind, the current, or whatever, and, you know, get away from the group on the stern. I would fish the bow if everyone's on the stern, if the people are more towards the bow, and move around the boat, you know. Just kind of figure out what is going to be the best location for you and fish it from there.
Okay. As a captain, we have a lot of private boaters that listen to us and go, where do you fish halibut? Where? Okay. How do you select the grounds to make a drift and go halibut fishing?
So, right, you just got to think ambush predator, right? They're going to be in on the sand certain times of the year. They're going to be out on the edge of the reef between the hard pack sand or mud in the reef. Just look for those areas on your meter. If you spend some time fishing calico bass, and you have a good feeling of where the kelp edge ends, then you will know where that, you know, mud or sand kind of meets.
Out on the edges.
They'll be out on those edges. There's times where they'll be out in the open mud. There's times where there's big areas of bait, right, out away from any of the spots, out in just open water someplace. That's a good area to think about setting up a drift as well. You know, big areas of anchovy or sardine that are out just in open water anywhere, you know, give it a look. Drag a bait through it. Maybe a big mackerel or something like that down near the bottom. There's plenty of fish that are caught like that. But fishing the edges, edges of cobble and sand, edges of the hard reef and the sand and the mud, all of those areas are good spots to look. Obviously, with the boat drifting over that hard bottom, right, you're just going to lose tackle. You're going to get hung up, and it's going to be frustrating. So figure out how you can set your boat up with the conditions on the edges of that stuff.
That's good advice. And is there a particular depth that you really, I like 70 feet or I like 90 feet or something?
I mean, it seems like certain times of the year when that fish is in shallower water, you know, maybe in the spring, sometimes that shallower stuff, it all depends on, I think, where that bait is. If that bait's out on the edge of that reef, then that's probably where you're going to want to set your drift up, out in that deeper edge. If, you know, the bait's on the inside of that reef between you and some shallower water, then you'll set up on the inner part. Pay attention to what's going on. You know, you see some birds diving and picking, that's, you know, go take a look. Run it over with your, you know, your meter and kind of see if there's a school of bait or whatever's in there and drift it from there.
Good advice.
That's great info. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more of that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top of the line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now hear this: get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35 gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Talk about great gear from Shimano. You're talking Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. You got to be talking about Trinidad. Trinidad 14, oh, Trinidad 16, right, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, both of those reels are perfect. You can, you know, fill them with your braid of suitable size and adjust your top shot accordingly, I think, on either of those reels.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, on a Trinidad 14 or Trinidad 16, you can fish halibut, you can fish calico bass, you can fish tuna with that thing, because it's got this incredible drag.
And power. I mean, it's just everything about those reels. They're tight, they're smooth, it's easy to turn the handle when you hook a big one, but the spool weighs so little, and you can fly line a chovy or sardine. I love them. It's a perfect star drag reel.
Yeah, for sure. So check it out, Trinidad A 14 or 16 at your local Shimano dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, Captain Woolley. Every single phone line is packed up, but there's going to be lots of opportunity for you to get through. It's 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to one of the best captains on the coast, but your chance to go fishing, because we're giving away not only one, but two. You're going to get a trip, and you get to bring a buddy. 2 3-quarter-day passes to go fishing at a Dana War Sport Fishing.
Yeah, well, cool. Normally we have the catch report. And that catch report is sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. Here, they're here. They are here. Designed specifically for marine use, Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System, which is an app on your phone. It's pretty amazing. You monitor the health and the charging status of your batteries on that app and your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak batteries, electric reel batteries, and more. Take an investment in the best for your boat. That's Norris Lithium. Check Norris Lithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K, lithium.com. Or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine for your Norris Lithium batteries. And we're just going to continue with Brian, because this whole show is a fish report with Brian until we hear from Gundy, right?
I like it, man.
So let's jump into the phone.
Sounds good. Well, the guys are very packed up and patiently waiting. Let's jump back in and talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Happy belated birthday, Brian.
Oh,
hope you had a good time out there. I'm sure you guys are screwing around. If you've ever been on Brian's boat, the atmosphere is like no other. You know, it's always happy, jovial, joking around. And the fishing for Rolo thing, we've had that going on under your fish camp. You imagine the kids you've taken out, the number you've taken out, and the atmosphere those kids bring is just something else. And the Halibut Derby, I won jackpot once, and they give prizes out for jackpot. And I got like a load of shirts, hats. So that thing's really neat. But if you don't pay that $5 and you go on another boat, you're sitting there the whole day going, oh, no, oh, no. But they have it for bass.
Yeah, we've had a couple guys in the past kind of like, dude, where's your halibut ticket? And they're like, well, I didn't buy one.
Ooh, backing up a 25-pounder.
Yeah, they have a bass for
might have a chance.
Yeah.
And the bass, too, you know. Right? They're $5 for the bass. Hey, what's the funniest things you've heard from these kids? What's some of the funniest things you've heard? These kids on, they're always screwing around.
Yeah,
come on, you gotta
get that opportunity to take a lot of kids fishing. You know,
you guys cater a lot to fish.
We do, though,
right?
We do a lot.
Take them for free a lot and stuff.
Kids are hilarious just as it is. You know, the stuff that they say and that they do. But I think at the end of the day, just having them out there and just seeing the stoke, you know, they're just into it.
Yeah.
And our fish camps and stuff like that, it's been awesome. We have kids working. I have guys on my crew right now that came through our kids' camps.
Wow.
So, you find them when they're young and they're into it, and, you know, it's hard to find good crew nowadays. You talk to anybody on any boat anywhere, it's hard to find guys that want to work and they're into it the way that we were into it when we were kids. But these camps have given us this opportunity. It's like the minor leagues, you know what I mean? It's given us a chance to see which kids are into it, and then they come back and they want to work, and it's awesome. Yeah. So that's been something since
you find the passion, you know?
Yep, exactly.
So yeah, kids can always sell out. Is there a way to pre-book the kids' camps?
So, yeah, the first right of refusal on those trips go out to the kids, you know, alumni kids that kind of, you know, have been with us over the years. So those emails will go out to the parents first, and then it's just one of those things, be by your computer when, you know, I don't know what the dates are off the top of my head here now. But
just be aware when
When it's getting close to time. You can always call the office. I'm sure they have a better handle on that than I for sure do. But you just got to be on it because, yeah, they fill up, they sell out, and it's
fast.
You know, fast. And, you know, our crew, we dig those trips. It's cool seeing these kids kind of get into it. So it's just a change of pace for us, and we enjoy, you know, passing on that knowledge and teaching those kids and seeing them pick it up and figure it out. It's
typically cool. They happen early summer?
Yeah. I mean, throughout the summer, we have three or four different sessions depending on what the boats are doing and whatnot. But
it's a week long?
It's a week long. It's 4 days, and they come out. It's a longer half-day trip. Boat leaves, I think it leaves at 9, we're back at 3, and we do all kinds of stuff. There's trips we've been out there, we've been in Ripper Yellowtail Bites with those kids, we've had phenomenal bass fishing, rock fishing, everything.
And ages of kids?
So yeah, I mean, they range from, you know, 9, 10 years old up to 14 years old. So.
Okay.
Different. You know.
So if parents are listening, they want to get their kids on this summer's kids camp, just call the office.
Yeah, or you can go on our website and look up the kids camp, and you know, there's a page, and it gives you the kind of rundown of what it is and kind of what to expect.
Mark your calendar.
And plan ahead.
You know, plan ahead, yeah, totally. For sure.
And if you're into that, go fishing right now, because like I said at the beginning of the show, if you buy a ticket, your kid goes for free.
Yeah.
And there's bass fishing, rock fishing right this second.
Good weather.
Like Pete, you said at the beginning there, nobody takes care of kids and puts them first like Dana Ward Sport Fishing. It seems like every week you guys are doing a different promotion, everything. Like I think that's so awesome that, you know, Dana Wharf family caters to them. And the boat atmosphere is right for it, too. I mean, you guys run a tight ship, and it's always accommodating, and the crew is very welcoming of kids on board.
We like having the kids.
Do it right.
Yeah, we're stoked. And, you know, today on our afternoon half-day trip, we do a dockside seminar with the kids before the boat even leaves the dock. The kids come down. We show them how to put a bait on, what to kind of expect. You know, some of them might be the first time, just to kind of take that edge of, you know, being uncomfortable out of the whole equation. And, you know, it's an awesome deal. And it's great for those kids. They totally enjoy it.
No doubt about it. Hey, you have a good one, huh, Rick?
I thought so. Yeah, it's from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, it's great to hear the fishing reports from Captain Brian Woolley every week. And so cool that he's on the show today. Captain Brian, you're busy at the landing all the time, I know. But do you get out on the water yourself to fish often? And if so, what's your favorite type of fishing? And in addition to that, could you give us a little rundown on your background, how you got your start in the industry?
Got it. Yeah, busy, chaos. Sometimes getting days off to go fishing is hard, you know. Will we fish a little bit? I'll get a bait in the water every once in a while on the boat just to kind of see what's going on. But as far as, you know, personal time, I like fishing at Clemente. I'll jump on the Fury from time to time and go over there and fish with Marcus, bass, rockfish. Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily have a favorite species of fish to target. I just kind of, if I have time and I can just get out, I'm just stoked to be out there. You know what I mean? So I like fly line bass fishing at Clemente. That's super fun.
So cool.
That's kind of my jam. You know, I don't really have a particular deal.
Does a Fury fish any of the other on an overnighter?
Yeah, if there's something at Santa Barbara, he'll get out there. You know, if there's something on a day and a half, he stretch it out to, you know, San Nick or whatever. He'll kind of get to wherever he needs to go on those trips. And as far as my background, I started at Dana Wharf in 96 or 97.
Wow.
And, when I started there, Todd Mansour was running the Sun Fund. Chris Pica was the deckhand. Just kind of came up under Todd and Chris Pica and just have been on the Sun Fund the entire time.
That's rad.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Company
approaching 30 years.
Yeah. It's crazy. Time flies. But, that was kind of it. I didn't work at any other sport fishing.
How old are you when you started?
Well, I'm 51 now, so what was that? I don't know. I was a little later, you know. I was 20-something. So my background before that, I was in the sunglass industry working some of that stuff, and I just kind of got burnt out of being inside in an office.
Yeah.
And you know,
sunglasses to be outside.
Yeah, so I'm like, dude, I would fish on the weekends. I'm like, this is fun. I'm going to just, you know, bail on this whole scene and go all in here and started as the deckhand and then just got my license and been there on the Sun Fund since.
That's so rad. I love it. That's really cool. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, a man that knows a little something about that Dana Point Harbor. Spent a day or two in there. What's up, Gundy? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Gundy?
Having a great day.
How's it going, Willie?
Good, brother. All good, man.
We have some stable conditions. You know, we've talked about this over the few weeks. And with it, you know, a streak of fair weather, strong new moon tides, and it produced some pretty good fishing, especially up north. Excellent barred perch fishing, lots of quality fish up there, 10, 12-inch fish. I think a kicker went 13 inches. Not typical of early winter, you know, but they're there and the conditions are right. You know, we have no storms. I think that's going to change here coming up, but maybe a shot this week to get at it before those storms hit. And there was also rebounding that halibut bite down in the San Diego Bays, harbors, lagoons, even in Oceanside Harbor, they had some fish. And it's, you know, it's not wide open fishing, but it's kind of like what we talk about, micro fishing, just fishing the little edges and the docks and things like that. And guys are coming up with some nice catches. And that back bay also produced with more bait showing in the shallows, you know, no runoff, clean water, good conditions there. And then a little bit of fish, too, at the mouths of the lagoons and harbors and then on the adjoining beaches. Hook, line, sinker reported lots of perch this week. Good catches reported from Refugio, Halama, Muscle Shoals, Goleta, just all the typical 5th Street, Oxnard, Santa Claus Lane, all those typical places. Muscle, bloodworm, shrimp, probably the best bait for the natural baits. Grubs, flash minnows also working. Some of the trophy hunters are throwing those nice 4-inch flash minnows and catching some nice perch on it. Like I said, lots of double-digit fish to 13 inches. Down south, Pacific Coast reported more quality halibut catches in the bays and lagoons. Good-looking water, spots of bait in the shallow, and the fish are with the bait. We've been saying that, find the bait, find the fish. And the guys are saying that, you know, once you find a bite, you're going to get several fish. There's some shorts mixed in, but lots of 30-inch fish. The live bait was best this week with live smelt and live sardine producing, guys getting it from the receiver. And then a 36-inch fish was taken in the Carlsbad Lagoon on a Keytec or Kytec swim bait. And like they're saying, lots of 30-inch fish, and it's that same scenario. You know, you find the bait, find the fish, and it's kind of a patience game and covering those little edges, like I said, the harbor mouths, the channels, docks, all that sort of thing. And you go through it, and you're going to get your bites for the day.
There you go.
That's good dope
good
right
stuff,
there.
Man. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire. Sure appreciate your report, and we'll talk
to you. Yeah, ask Willie. When I worked the bait receiver after I got off, I'd take that little skiff and drift all these edges with my little bait fillet and anchovies and a couple of coldies, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think
that's right.
You had the Hamburguesa rig even, right?
No, I would say that.
Ones, right?
Yeah. Some good sea bass fishing.
Just going to warn you and Brian right now that next Sunday is our Christmas Spectacular show.
Awesome.
And so we're going to look forward to your fishing reports. But that's going to be an exciting show.
Busy.
7 and 9 a.m. next Sunday. Lots of good takes from our listeners and our callers and texters and stuff like that.
Oh, the poems and the songs.
Yeah. The only thing, yeah, exactly. The only thing I'm going to warn you, the only thing I'm going to warn you is I'm going to pretty much say that probably the better takes are probably going to be phone calls. I'm going to guess, Rick, wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, but not to say that a good text couldn't pull out one of the big prizes.
100% it could.
The 100% thing about the text is it can't be long. So if it's too long, we're not going to read it. You're not going to be eligible. So keep the text concise, exciting, and fun, and the calls the same way, and it's going to be a fun show next Sunday. But we will still have Captain Brian Woolley and Gundy calling him with a report, and who knows? Maybe
that's right. That's one of the funnest shows of the year.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it. It's a good time every year, but let me tell you, this dad has had lack of sleep for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quick on the trigger finger.
Yeah,
on a bad one.
No,
I can't wait for the good ones. Woo! this trigger finger is itchy for a bad one, though. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
The buzz queued up. Boy, it's going to be on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right on. Happy holidays, Kurt.
Yeah. You happy too, Gundy. Christmas Eve, next Sunday, the Christmas. So don't want to miss it.
See you, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, want to remind you, that's the wrap-up of our catch report, and that 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar is now available at your local tackle shops. You want to talk about a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
The 1 year that that calendar wasn't available, that's like the gift that Rick is responsible for getting all the uncles and dads and, like, my family. Like, the 1 year that wasn't around, like, everybody looked at me like, where... How are we gonna know tides? Like, how are we gonna know tide charts? That's the one. So you want a great Christmas gift that doesn't spend a bunch of money that every fisherman needs? That Bill Varney 2024 CCA calendar is a great one. It's loaded with great photos, information, the best tide charts available. You can get your calendar today. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Ward Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is the new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona. California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.